Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Always like to check in with kids who are doing bigger and better things. We covered Logan Fry back in the day at Sherrard High School, a three-sport athlete in basketball, baseball, and football, and now taking over the head women's basketball job at Blackhawk College. Congratulations, Logan. This is pretty exciting. Tell us about your reaction.
Hey, thanks, Jim, for having me on. I truly appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to getting things rolling here at Blackhawk. Believe it's going to be a good spot, and can't wait to get started.
Well, it's not the first time you've coached at your alma mater, right? You helped Doug Swanson out over at Sherrard, and you were a Blackhawk College kid, too. What about that?
Yeah, I can't say enough about coaching at Sherrard with Doug. Great program, actually, you know, and made me have a passion for coaching and made me pursue this opportunity. Actually, one of the biggest things about taking this job, or the biggest challenges, was, you know, having to leave Doug and Sherrard to pursue this opportunity.
Well, and then I know you also part of a winning program baseball-wise with Mercer County, so really, you've had the great fortune of, you know, coaching within two winning programs.
Yeah, you know, coaching with Doug and Coach Nick Basala down at Mercer County. Again, they've been great in helping me establish my passion for coaching. And those two have, you know, ever since I got into coaching with them, they've made me want to lead my own program. And they are going to be great resources moving forward as I look forward to leading the Lady Braves.
Yeah, and you talk about, you know, resources, and I know you have to pick some ingredients from two of the guys you coach with, but two, you have to realize I got to be my own dude and my own guy and coach my own program. You know, how do you kind of balance that where you know, like I said, you got to pick up. You want to pick up some of the things you've learned from the two places you coached at. You want to be your own guy too. I know that's kind of a tough balance or equation to get right sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely. There's a lot of things that I will be carrying over. A lot of things that I may do differently, but. Coaching with Coach Vasala and Coach Swanson and, you know, other coaches that I've worked with, you know, you kind of pick and choose what you want to carry on, and both, I think, I got a full bag of things that I look to forward to implementing and taking on with me.
All right, you know, I was telling you off the air that I think the neat storyline in this for me is you had indicated. Your wife is going to help you out, hopefully, and I know she. I think she played college basketball, if I remember correctly. So, I mean, that's true. Like love and basketball, like right? I mean, that's like poetry. How's that going to work?
Yeah, you know, that's. I'm looking forward to having her help me out. She's a great asset. It makes it easy for the transition. Having coached with her for, you know, the past few years, doing youth girls, and she's helped out at Sherrard the past couple years. And like you said, she played at a high college level, and so she knows a lot of things. And working with her will be great. And we're gonna have to, you know. We'll be spending a lot of time together, so hopefully she can deal with me.
It's love and basketball, though, man. Real life. So I here's a kid that played at Blackhawk, you know, junior college baseball, and you went to Sherrard High School. So you kind of went through the process, right, of evaluating your decisions of what you wanted to kind of do after high school. How much you think that will help you from like a recruiting aspect when you're going to meet with the potential student athletes, because you've kind of been in that position before?
I think that's one of the best things about this job is knowing the program from all sides of athletics, from basketball to, and then I of course played baseball there. Having the resource and help of Coach Arnie Chavero, which I played for there at Blackhawk, it's going to be great. I was walking through the building the other day. I mean, obviously some things have changed since my time being there, but from a standpoint of getting athletes in there, I think that me going there is really going to help streamline getting girls to come play at Blackhawk.
Yeah, and that's the thing. How do you so you're in this thing right now, like full bore with, you know, your first kind of taste of recruiting kids, and it's got to be kind of a delicate balance there too. Well, do you got to look at the Quad City area, no question, but two, you know you have to utilize areas beyond the Quad Cities where you might find a good fit for a kid to come and play there. So I know you're kind of early in the process, but how has that been working for you, you think?
You know, when I took this job looking at recruiting, I looked at it in this way. I looked at it as, you know, it's going to be one of the biggest challenges for me, because obviously it's something I haven't done before. But I think ultimately it's going to end up being one of my biggest strengths because of my connections in this area, and you know how it is, Jim, with this area being providing a lot of good basketball. I think that if we stay home here and look to bring in some of the top talent in the area, that I think that we could get Blackhawk moving on the right foot forward.
All right, well, that's awesome to hear. And I'll throw a Jason Kirby memory at you. Okay, you can go ahead. Yeah, because I know probably a lot of other coaches out there probably wanted to say this to me over the years, and he's the only one that has, and he told me to shut up and listen. We all remember those days, but I know you had great times playing in the area as a student athlete, and you've had great times as an assistant in this area as a coach, and I know now being a head coach, I think some big things for you too. We wish you the best of luck, and I'm excited to chart your progress here over the next couple of years. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Jim. I greatly appreciate it, and look forward to staying in touch with you.
All right, Logan Fry, man, just a 2010 Girard High School graduate. He's the new women's head basketball coach at Blackhawk College. Go Lady Braves. We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.